Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, in the snow this morning, making your way down here. Another terrible day out there with a winter weather advisory in effect. If you really don't have to travel in the morning commute, I'd suggest you don't, because this thing's going to go right into about 10 o'clock, maybe at noontime, before things start to wind down.
You couldn't be righter, David. It was a horrendous ride in this morning between Great Barrington and West Stockbridge. Was really bad. But we did it. You know, part of being the boss is to show the flag, show everybody else that you can do it. But my friend David Gustina reminded me this morning that I am 78 and that I have certain entitlements. Nevertheless, I got here. You got here. We're here.
Everyone be safe today. Well, let's go into the discussion of Roger Stone. It has made the news headlines and the president's dip into the Justice Department. We have a representative from California, Eric Swalwell, telling CNN that this could even be an impeachable offense against the president.
Well, we know that the Republicans in the United States Senate are not going to respond by impeaching him for virtually anything that we know. And that is a disgrace because they're disgracing their office. So it could be an impeachable offense, of course. And the other things besides the two counts that he was impeached on could have also been impeachable, but that hasn't happened. The fact is that he has created a situation by fear and intimidation and other things with the Republican senators that they just will not move off the dime. So another impeachment would have to be thought through very, very carefully. It is a disgrace. The idea that a president of the United States would interfere on a friend's behalf in sentencing publicly and getting away with it is really just god-awful. And David, what's going to happen now, of course, is that the judge will see how much she wants to do. She's going to be the sentencing person, and I believe it's going to happen today. So we'll see whether or not she gives him what the prosecutors had originally recommended or what they are now recommending based on fear of the president. And by the way, four of them took themselves off the case.
Well, then you have what's going on with the State Department and what everyone is calling the president's revenge tour, including Lieutenant Vindman and his brother. And we see Marie Yovanovitch taking a swipe at the Trump administration, saying that the State Department is in the wrong direction.
It's all very sad. I don't know what to say, except who would have ever thought that in the history of this country, which is relatively short, that we would ever arrive where we have somebody who has created such chaos as a president and shown where the holes in the Constitution really have been. It really is something.
The governor of New York. It's a big day for him. He's going to be down in Washington meeting with President Donald Trump. He told you yesterday he plans to propose to the president that the state could share some driving records with federal immigration agencies if the administration reverses its move to block state residents from global entry and other programs that allow travelers to avoid long border security lines.
Will the president compromise with Andrew Cuomo on this? I doubt it very much. And I don't think Cuomo thinks the president's going to do it. I think he thinks he has to try because, you know, WAMC represents a good deal of the area where people have to go into Canada all the time and do business with them because they are our largest trading partner. But this is a president who does seem to believe in revenge, and New York basically turned its thumbs down on him, and he moved to Florida, and the governor knows it. But the governor, I think, is in a situation where he literally has to try.
He's made no secret about his friendship with the former Vice President Joe Biden. You asked him about the results in New Hampshire as a leading Democrat in the country and about Biden's poor showing. He says, hang on a minute, those states do not America make and that we need to see more here.
Well, I tried to get him to say what I think he means, but, you know, he's being very cautious. Obviously, he knows as a Democrat, a leading Democrat, and if Trump wins, my sense of it is that Andrew Cuomo will run for president, or at least sees himself doing that in 24, a long way off. So he has to be very careful about his motives and about what he's saying.
Well, we've seen the proposals before. More recently in Vermont, four women legislators introducing this, and legislators in New York State have now reintroduced past measures in the state Senate and Assembly to decriminalize prostitution. The legislators, all from New York City, would maintain laws that relate to trafficking and consent and expunge the prior convictions of individuals prosecuted for sex work.
Look, we all know that prostitution is probably the oldest of all criminal behavior. And now, quite correctly, there's a question as to whether or not people should be held responsible for it. You know, sociologically, we do know that people marry for reasons that will involve money. So I'm not saying what ought to happen here, but I suspect this is something that sooner or later will happen. We did it with people who smoke marijuana. We're going to do it now with people who sell themselves. It's something I would rather not see happening, but it just does seem like something when we're trying to reduce the number of inmates, when we're trying to reduce the people who are being prosecuted and take the strain off the courts, it's something that makes an awful lot of sense to me.
Story that's in the background and seems to keep on growing is the coronavirus. It seemed to be leveling off, not anymore. On Thursday, health officials in China reported more than 14,000 new cases in Hubei province alone. A change in diagnostic criteria may be the reason. You know, we're seeing even scares in America, including right here. An RPI student died of influenza, and there was concern it was the coronavirus and proven not to be.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think pandemic, that word is on everybody's mind, that this thing could spread. And it's very easy, as we have seen, for this to happen. So, you know, it's justifiable in China. They fired the political bosses in Wuhan as if they were doctors. They're not. Obviously, they're taking their signals from the people at the top. But when these crises happen, heads will roll.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Stay safe out there, everyone. It's not worth it. Drive slow.
It's wicked. I already got bawled out from David Christina for even coming in.
Bad, Alan.